up, guys? It's your girl BK. You're tuned into Fat and Figuring It Out right here on anchor.fm, or you may be listening to it on whichever awesome platform that you're listening to it. It could be iPhones, it could be iTunes, it can be Series, it can be whichever, whatever. I'm just so glad and happy that you're here, you're tuned in, and you're ready to hear some awesomeness. So I wanted to talk about 8 foods that are surprisingly good for weight loss. You know, losing weight doesn't have to always be about depriving yourself and denial. I can't have this, I can't have that. You know, it really, in fact, it shouldn't be that way. So successful, sustainable weight loss is far more attainable when you focus on the quality of food rather than the quantity. So you just got to remember to eat wholesome, nutritious, and even calorie-filled foods, and you'll be far more satisfied and content on less. Many of the foods people think are off limits when it comes to losing weight are the very foods that have the ability to actually help us reach our goals. Here are 8 foods that can not only help you reach your weight loss goals, but help you. Here's the key. Ready for it? Drum roll. It could help you keep the weight off for good. Now, I've got a little sidebar. For more information, I will post this on my blog. I will also put this in my monthly newsletter. So if I don't have your email address, send it to me. You can send it to me, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. And I'll send you this article, and so you can have it. It's by Sydney Fry, okay? Sydney Fry is the writer. I am just the vessel. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can still email me. But I saw this article, and this is more than a few of these things I use in my own daily life. So I wanted to share it with you. But do your research. You may not like certain things that are listed. You might not like the 8 things that are listed. You may not like, I am lactose intolerant, so I can't do one of the options I'm about to get into right now. So I'm leaving that one out for me. But you just pick and choose and see what might work for you. We got 8, count them, 8 foods that are surprisingly good for weight loss. All right, let's get into it. I'm ready. I'm juiced up today. Okay, so whole milk is coming in at number 8. Whole milk. Drink skim milk and stay slim. Not always when it comes to dairy. A recent study published in the American Journal of Nutrition found that more than 18,000 women who consumed more higher fat and whole milk dairy products had a lower risk of being overweight. How can this be? Some essential fatty acids are stripped with milk. And when milk is skimmed, it just makes you feel fuller longer with fat-full products. Several studies have found that when people reduce the amount of fat in their diet, they tend to replace it with sugar and refined carbs. And that has a worse effect on overall health. So the bottom line is this, folks. Eat a variety of dairy and worry less about how much fat it contains. Limit high sugar ice cream treats and buy plain yogurt with no added sugars, which tends to pile up in the flavored and fruited varieties. And they try to be sneaky with it, folks. Don't fall for it. Get you the plain yogurt, sugar-free, and then buy some fresh fruit. Boom. There you go. Add your own fruit to it. Don't let them do it. You know, when they add it to it, there's always something else that's got to be mixed in. So, you know, take the extra step and buy your own fresh fruit. Number seven. Nut butters. Now, this is one of my favorites, folks. In addition to healthy fats, nut butters contain an impressive amount of protein and fibers too. Peanut butters boost a plentiful 8 grams. Yes, 8 grams of protein per 2 tablespoons, along with 2 grams of fiber. I love nut butter. I don't OD though. I don't go crazy because it does kind of stack up. So don't go crazy, okay? A study from Harvard School of Public Health found that regular nut consumption among a group of more than 51,000 women was associated with a lower risk of weight gain and obesity. So, you know, 200 calorie cashew or peanut butter snack is far more satisfying and filling than, say, 200 calories of crackers and pretzels. So that's what you have to really think, like, okay, this piece of toast with a little bit of a nut butter on it, it's going to fill me up. It's going to be filled. I'm going to be full despite eating this. Instead of snacking on, I've been there. It's just that you're snacking on a whole bunch of different things. You still feel nothing. You still don't, it hasn't done anything for you. And that's the worst feeling in the world. It's like you ate all of these calories and you got nothing out of it. It gave you nothing back. It's like you're laying there naked and you're trying to cover yourself like, what did I just do? So, nut butters, you know, a nice little piece of toast and a little bit of nut butter. Oh, my goodness. And it keeps you full longer. It lasts longer, okay? All right. So let's get into, what was that? That was eight. That was seven. Let's get into number six. Pasta. Ooh, pasta. That's my thing. But let me just read it for you. Pasta is surprisingly low on the glycemic index, a rating of carbohydrates on a scale of 0 to 100 based on how quickly they raise blood sugar levels. The lower the number, the lower it takes to digest, leaving you with a steadier source of fuel to support energy levels. Whole grain pastas fall in the 32 to 37 range, about half of that of white bread. While white pasta averages in the mid 40 range, still much lower than that slice of white bread. And because pasta is traditionally tossed with other wholesome foods like seafood, vegetables, and olive oil, a healthy pasta meal is far from off limits for those concerned about their weight. Stick to whole grain varieties, double up on the veggies, and skip the super cheesy cream-based sauces. And that's where I get in trouble. So that's what I always say about pasta, is like, I just gotta have a very little bit of it. And again, leave out the cream-based sauces and just stack up on the veggies, you know? You stack up on the veggies, win-win for everybody, okay? Number five. One of my faves. Here's another one of my faves, folks. Eggs. They're rich in high quality protein, healthy fats, and essential vitamins and minerals. Eggs are a low calorie Hold on a second. Let me spit it out. Okay. Nutrient dense choice when it comes to snacks and meals. At just 70 calories per egg, there's no reason not to enjoy the entire egg. Okay. I love eggs. Oh my goodness. I love eggs. I try not to OD. Don't go crazy. Again, everything in moderation. But boiled eggs, you could put it in the oven and then put it in the refrigerator to eat, like meal prep. I do it all the time. All right. Number four. We got dark meat poultry, another one of my favorites. What most people fail to realize is that per ounce dark meat, chicken or turkey from the leg and the thigh, only have about 5 extra calories and 1 gram of fat more than white breast meat. The skin is where most of the fat lies. Skip that on any part of the bird for a far more calorie conscious choice. Dark meat poultry tends to be more juicy, more tender, more rich in flavor than white meat. Long story short, take off the damn skin. That's what I do. Take off the skin, cut off the fat if there's any, and have you some dark meat poultry. All right. Winding on down now. Red wine. Ah, I know somebody is just like, Raising the roof, if they still do that. Okay, red wine. Let me speed up on this one. I don't like red wine. It's too sour. I haven't had... If you know a great wet red wine, email me at betterbodybybk@gmail.com. It's just really tart and it's not worth it to me, but I got you covered. Red wine. When it comes to weight loss, limiting liquid calories can be the key to success. Alcohol carries 7 calories per gram. I should know this. It was on my test. 7 calories per gram, which not only adds up quickly, but goes down quickly too. But giving up our occasional cocktail at the end of a long day is non-negotiable for some. Red wine may be more beneficial than white, according to one study from Washington State University, which found that the polyphenols in red wine may even prevent obesity by aiding in metabolism. Okay. The heftiest boost of polyphenols comes from white grapes, but wine certainly carries a portion of those benefits. Okay. That's good to hear. But bottom line, alcohol beverages won't necessarily aid in weight loss, but they do help us relax and wind down from stressful days. In moderation, alcohol is good for the heart too. Drink reasonably, not on an empty stomach, you know that. Limit your intake and choose a 120 calorie glass of wine over sugar loaded cocktails and carbohydrate dense beer for a better weight loss success. Coffee, yay. All right, coffee, number 2. Now, I love my little daily cup of joe, and it helps me roll out of bed some mornings, but I do love my green tea. How come green tea was not on this list? Oh, I'm about to fight somebody. Green tea should be on this list. Ah, my God, I'm kind of offended. Wait. Why didn't they not have green tea? Oh, my gosh. Let me just add it in. It's not on the list, but I'm going to add it in anyway. Because green tea is awesome for your metabolism. First thing in the morning, have your green tea. Oh my goodness. Don't add any sugar or anything. It gives you that boost of energy that is just awakens your body. So don't sleep on green tea. Green tea is the business. Okay. Anyways, back to coffee. Coffee is great too. It stimulates the brain and nervous system, and it contains antioxidants that may help improve glucose metabolism, which not only helps suppress the appetite, but also lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes. Caffeinated coffee may also stimulate what's up with all these words? Thermogenesis and the body's ability to burn more fat stores. Improving performance in endurance exercises like running and biking. While the effects of coffee on weight loss are likely minimal, the overall health benefits are reason enough to enjoy a cup or two each morning as part of your daily routine. Now, I'm just going to say this. Not all coffee is created equal. Most of the benefits associated with coffee are singular to black coffee. Black coffee. Not the cream and sugar filled coffee beverages that you go to Starbucks to get. Okay? Limit the flavors. Limit the whipped cream. The 8 sugars. The French vanilla flavoring. I know what you do, okay? Don't do that. It's just simply black coffee. And again, green tea is the best for me. Anyways, last but not least, save the best for last. Do you know what the last one is? Drum roll again. Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to get me some. When I was used to do radio, I used to have a little clapper, a little bell when greatness was happening. I was like, okay, I got to get that again. Anyways, number one is dark chocolate. Yes, dark chocolate. Just one or two bites of rich, satisfying chocolate can not only reduce stress levels, but can help curb cravings for other sugar-loaded treats too. High stress levels can lead to cortisol hormone spikes, which increases appetite and emotional eating behaviors. I used to do a whole workshop on how stress levels can lead to cortisol hormone spikes and how that increases your appetite and it makes you want to eat more. Okay. The benefits of chocolate are specific to the concentration of cocoa flavonoids, which have been shown in studies to have multiple health benefits, such as improving blood flow to the brain and reducing the risk of heart disease by lowering cholesterol levels, blood sugar, and blood pressure. The higher the percentage of cocoa, the greater the benefits. Here's a tip, guys. Skip the convenience store and check out Ling chocolate bars, which contain a lot of added fats and sugars, which can counteract some of cocoa's health benefits. Look for bars with at least 70% of cocoa or higher with a short, simple ingredient list and indulge in just an ounce or two. Eating too much will work against you. Okay, everything in moderation, folks. That's what it all boils down to. But these simple items, most of y'all got in your kitchen already. But you kind of, when you start to get on your health kick and you're really on a roll, you start looking to do the most. Keep it simple. You don't got to do the most, okay? These eight foods, I just gave you eight foods that are surprisingly good for weight loss. Use them right. Don't overdo it. All right. I will talk to you guys very, very soon. You know how to reach me at Better Body by BK. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com and on IG at BetterBodyByBK. I have so many great things going on. Again, if you want me to email you my monthly newsletter, shoot me an email and introduce yourself. Say hello. I love your podcast and I would love your newsletter. And I would more than happy to make sure you get it every month. I also have gift certificates. I do. Personal training services. Even if you're out of state, if you're not in the state of California, I will work with you one-on-one. We will do phone calls. We will do text messages. We will do email. We will do Skype. We will do everything it takes to make sure you succeed on your path to health and wellness. So if you're interested in purchasing a gift certificate for you or your loved one, definitely reach out to me, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed this program, 8 foods that are surprisingly good for weight loss. There's no excuses. Let's just make it happen. 2019 is right around the corner. We got this. You got this. I'm here to help you. Any questions, comments, concerns, shoot me an email, betterbodybybk@gmail.com, on Facebook at betterbodybybk, on IG at betterbodybybk. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll be sure to holler at you soon. Love you to death. Have a great one. Bye.